Good morning, beloved. Psalm 84 this morning, and it's verses 1 and 2.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful this, you know, and this is why we get into the Word, so that we can be encouraged and we can see. That God's got a lovely dwelling place for his children. And then the Bible says, yeah, we can hear about this and sing for joy to the living God, because not only are we in his house, we're in his presence. And then because we are in his presence, we're in his provision. All the goodness of God is available to us. And that's what we've got to rejoice in. If we just allow ourselves to be distracted by all the demonic things going on, we miss out on this beauty, and we need to know this and need to hold fast to it. We are raised and seated with him in heavenly places. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, and more than just come, we see there we've come to angels, spirits of just men made perfect, beautiful brothers and sisters, and to a living God, to Jesus, to God the Father of all, and to Jesus, and then also to their leading, which is so important. We can see all that in Hebrews 12 from verse 22. So it's about just stirring ourselves up and knowing we have bowed our knees to the Almighty, called on the Lord, and so we have come into his home, into his presence, into his kingdom. And that's a reality we've got to hold on to. So be blessed and know that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have overcome this world. Yes, we're going to go through squeezings. We have squeezings, but we can rejoice because God is for us. He will always take us through. After we suffered a little, he says he will strengthen, settle, establish, and perfect. Four mighty blessings for a small squeezing, if we see it in that way. Amen. So remember, you are in a wonderful place. You are in the temple of the Lord, in the dwelling place of God, and therefore you can be content. Amen. Be blessed today, knowing you highly favored and you loved, in Jesus' name. Amen.